Do you know any argument, philosophical argument, going around without coming to the free will? If is there a free will or is not? Is it nature or nurture? And do we have some power to change something, or is it power, hidden power, which is organizing everything? This is the main subject, right? Nexus theory is this. Once and for all, we talk about that in a very passionate way, because you should understand it before arriving there. So you should understand it so you know it now. Tell me, which one is that? Is there any free will or not? I'm listening. Who volunteers? Help him! Help him! Huh?
What now?
No help? Nobody helps you?
There's a term in Chinese that means yes, but no, yes and no, and it means yes, but it means no.
There is a free will, and there is not. Both. That black and white cannot accept this. Especially when it comes to the free will, it doesn't like to accept it. Rumi will put it in a very strange way and say, listen, whenever you like it, you have the free will. Whenever you don't, everything is from God. Whenever you're counting your success, it's because of your cleverness, your genius, you clever one. Good. And the mishaps, first of all, they're called accident.
Acts of God.
And acts of God, no more than that, faith. Even in the knowledgeable mind, you tend to go towards some gray areas to hide, because it's as simple as that. Rumi will put it this simple, say, why do you say, should I do this or should I do that? That means you have free will. It's in you, isn't it? Suddenly, that lady upstairs had a tendency of what? Oh, you don't know about the lady upstairs. This handmaiden we're talking about, your intelligence. The main flaw of intelligence is what? You're not listening because I said whatever it is. Right at the beginning, 10 minutes ago. She wants to take over. She wants everything to be logical. She wants to be above everything. Right? If you're not above something, do you understand that thing? You should be upon it to understand it. And your intelligence wants to understand God. That's the problem with intelligence. Wants to know everything. We know that there are things to know. There are things that intelligence cannot know. There are things that are very close to me, like we're talking about sun and the moon. There are galaxies that are so far away that talking about my free will and changing it is just a ridiculous thing to bring in. I could change. The changes I make is limited because quantities are there, is limited, but it's large enough to bring all the responsibility. And there are things that are not in my hand, thanks God, because in those there is no mistakes. And one part of it is faith, yes. The things that had happened to me changed my life entirely. That doesn't mean that I'm not responsible for what I'm doing and what I'm doing is not. God will say, what you are doing doesn't count. When we are talking as an accountant of this path, we'll say, that one doesn't count. Right? at the beginning we said you have some monies in your pocket that in this market has no value. Have it in your pocket. When you go out of here, you need that money. Here the currency is different. Over there, currency is what? Simple
logic.
Benefit. Benefit. Remember, you, as an animal, you divided the universe to two things, food and poison. For you, we know a lot of people, your food is poison to them. Or your poison is their food, don't we? But you divide it like that, so you go your own black and white. Here is another market.
Love.
What is in this market?
Love.
بگفتن جاو بسنعت در چه پوشند؟ بگفتن دو خرند و جان فروشند. There is a conversation, somebody will say, oh, where are you coming from? He said, oh, I'm coming from the city of Beloved. He said, what's the technology over there? And what's the business look like? He said, over there they sell, they buy sadness and they sell junk. This is that market. Right at the beginning, Rumi said, I'm looking for some good student here. What was that, the wording about it?
Bosom torn by separation.
Said, I'm looking for someone who has a torn apart chest from the pain to tell you the secret. This is different. So, avoid falling in the trap of duality, making it simple, black or white. Here there is black and white, but not as you thought. I said black and white. You thought about what? You thought about 50-50, black and white. Quantity you brought in. Here, the problem is, it's not 50-50. Never is. White is bigger. Light is larger than darkness. Not as a matter of quantity. Quantity, everything is dark. There are some candles. But quantity, my goodness, it's visible. And it's this shining. If someone misses what I'm trying to explain here, we'll have a lot of difficulties in this. But this is one of those sessions. That's why you need the homework. To remember this. When we say it's not knowledge, we do not mean knowledge is bad. We are saying knowledge is not this path. The way to see it is here. Do you remember the knowledge and seeing the difference of it? Looking at something, the way you look at it, or your knowledge, which one will give the best result?
Depends upon whether
I'm playing. Remember this story. Mm-hmm. It was a very short story, 3 or 4 lines. It was about Layli and Caliph. Mm-hmm. Remember? You know who is Caliph? Caliph, the word means replacement. Caliph is replacement of Prophet or replacement of God. This is what Caliph means, but to make it a little bit limited, they will say Khalife, that the A means little one. That's why we are the Khalaf of Adam. We are replacement of Adam. This Khalife, the big guy, the king, will see Layli and will look at her and say, you're not that beautiful. And Layli said,
you're not
You don't have the eye of the Majnun. Because Layli is beautiful if you look at her from the point of view of Majnun, who is the lover. Means lover sees the things differently, right? Here we talk about that one. So we'll say knowledge is not it. In Persian, it's easier to say. Knowledge in Persian, archaic good one, will be Danish. Rhymes with the other one, Binesh, the way looking at it. I will say, it's not Danish, it's Binesh.